The Skills Lab at the University of Rochester School of Nursing looks just like a hospital unit.
So what's our first thing that we do?
Introduce yourself.
Introduce our patient. Hand hygiene and gloves, guys.
Hospital beds are separated by curtains. Students are breaking off into small groups where their instructors are walking them through a specific part of their training. Andrew Perley and Christian Tarantola are learning how to place a patient in restraints.
Oh my gosh.
Having problem, Andrew?
Well, I got it right the first time.
And what happened?
Well, let's see. I think I did it again.
Yeah, there you go. Good work.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Andrew, teach me.
They are both in their first semester of an accelerated program for people who are switching to nursing from a different career. Tarantola used to work in supply chain management at Xerox, but says the COVID-19 pandemic drove his decision to go back to school.
When I saw what nurses do for people, especially during a pandemic, like this is potentially a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to deal with like this kind of disease.
Perley used to work as a lab technician, but he wanted a change.
I was not really interested in like sitting behind the scenes to figure out the research. I wanted to do something.
They're both fully aware that some healthcare professionals quit during the pandemic due to burnout and intense job pressures.
It's definitely daunting to hear about, but I want to try to welcome it as an opportunity and a challenge.
If the latest enrollment trends at the UR School of Nursing are any indication, there are plenty of others who aren't scared off by concerns about COVID-19. Over the last 3 years, enrollment increased 47%. That's an encouraging sign when you consider that nursing staff levels are down 25% at hospitals throughout the UR medicine system. That's roughly twice the vacancy and turnover rates for nurses before the pandemic. The shortage affects everything from the number of patients who can be admitted to hospitals to wait times in the emergency department.
It really has been magnified, more specifically over the past couple months. And, you know, I think that, you know, we all have an obligation to try to increase the nursing workforce, but there, you know, we're really limited for a lot of reasons in how quickly we can do that.
That's Kathy Rideout, Dean of the UR School of Nursing. One of the limitations, she says, is space. The school is trying to accommodate more students by adding 3 more floors to the building, which are slated to open in the spring. The additional classroom space includes virtual technology, which will allow students to work on a scenario remotely or even through an app. This is needed because not as many students can train in clinical settings as they once did. COVID-19 safety concerns are part of the reason for that. Another factor is the level of care that patients require.
One situation really has been in psychiatry, in the behavioral health units. You know, we used to be able to have a group of 8 students on those units. They're down now to 3 to 4 students. Just because the complexity of having more people on a unit can be much more distracting to the care that's being provided.
And it's not just space that's needed for training. In some nursing schools, a shortage of teaching staff is an ongoing problem. Rideout says that is not the case at the University of Rochester because it's part of an academic health center with nursing professionals who can combine clinical work with teaching or transition from one to the other.
We have not had a situation where we couldn't admit students because we don't have faculty. You know, that has never been an issue for us.
But this is a problem in other local institutions.
We don't have enough nursing faculty.
That's Kathleen Peterson. She chairs the nursing department at SUNY Brockport. Brockport has 4 faculty openings right now, and Peterson says she has few qualified applicants. She says there's a big drop in pay for a nurse moving from clinical work to teaching.
If I were a full-time pediatric nurse practitioner right now, my guess is I would be making close to $130,000 or more. But to move to academia, I might be making $80,000.
Nurse educators also need to have a master's degree or a PhD, which not everyone can afford. When it comes to the clinical workplace, Karen Cady, chief nursing executive at UR Medicine, believes a team approach is what will probably be needed to make a real dent in the nursing shortage.
I think the path out is going to be not necessarily more nurses, but developing a different care model and give them other support people around them. That's going to be the long-term solution.
That might mean expanding the roles of nursing assistants and patient care technicians. Despite the many challenges they face, most of the administrators and students I talk to are optimistic about the future of the profession. Peterson has seen nursing undergo a lot of changes since she started her career in the 1970s.
I think that nursing is seen very different now than it was 20 years ago. I think 20 years ago, many people thought it was a handmaiden job.
At the same time, University of Rochester nursing student Andrew Purley is worried that current attitudes are eroding people's trust in healthcare professionals.
We've seen a lot of medical disinformation being spread specifically because of COVID and because of the vaccines. And I think there's a lot of fear and hesitation that these patients are experiencing. And I'm just worried that we as nurses aren't going to be as trusted to give the sort of quality health care that I think patients deserve.
Hurley says this is his biggest fear as he gets ready to enter the field, but he doesn't seem intimidated by this. And once he starts working as a nurse, he says he hopes he can use his experience in clinical research to ease people's fears. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.